You guys, today we're talking about choosing friends, using wisdom in choosing friends, and probably no choice you make is going to be more important than who you are friends with. Because if you are a Christian, if you are a follower of Christ, then the most important relationship in your life is with Christ. That's the most important thing, the most important thing in the world. Okay? And so we need to be wise in making sure that that relationship is number one. And friends are the things that probably compete with that the most. You guys, if you are following Christ, then God is number one. If you are a Christian, if God does not take second place, He doesn't take third place, He doesn't take anything. If He is not first, He will not be there at all. Okay? Proverbs 13:20 says this: "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." Okay? And so I searched out through the Bible, and the Bible identifies at least five types of bad friends, the kind of friends that we need to show a lot of wisdom in how close we get to them. The first one, you guys, is the status seeker. All right? This is the person that is in love with something that you have, something that you are, but not in love with you. This is the person that likes your popularity. They like, maybe they're a business contact. They like the profit they make off of you. They like maybe the things that you have, but they do not love you. These people are everywhere. Proverbs 14:20 makes a very cynical, astute observation that says, "The poor are shunned even by their neighbors, but the rich have many friends." And the reason that the rich have many friends isn't because they're great people, or they may be, but the reason the rich have so many friends is that because they have money, and people want, the status seekers want what they have. The second type of bad friend is the user. This person is manipulative and controlling. And ladies, I see this more in the ladies than I do in the guys, okay? This is how the user works. Maybe you're good friends with somebody and you're hanging out and you're having a good time, and then all of a sudden you meet somebody else and they become friends with you. Well, the first friend gets very jealous of that person and begins to badger this person and badmouth this person and berate this person or try to pull you away from them so you will not be friends with that other person. If you are in a situation like that, if you are that friend, you need to change. And if you have friends that do that, you probably need to keep them at arm's length. The third type, this person we call the black hole. All right, this person is excessively negative and attempts to bring you down. Now, a lot of you all here at Catalyst are probably dealing with this, because a lot of you here at Catalyst are either new Christians or you've made a new commitment to Christ, and a lot of your friends that you've been hanging out with don't like that. The black hole person is the one that's miserable, and they want you to be miserable too. And they can't stand when someone crawls out of the misery. All right, 1 Peter 4:4 says this: "They think it strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you." For example, let's say that you're going out drinking with the friends, and you've been doing that quite a bit, and all of a sudden you make a commitment to Christ, and all of a sudden the whole drinking thing doesn't appeal to you anymore, and it's just not your thing anymore. Well, your friends who don't like these improvements that you're making in your life try to heap abuse on you, try to drag you back down. That would be the black hole. Or if you're doing the single thing and you're miserable doing the single thing, maybe, and you meet the right person, and these friends that are still single, they don't like that you've met this right person, and so they just try to drag you back down. These people are known as the black hole. Number four, the criminal. This is the person that's always getting you in trouble. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Bad company corrupts good character." If being around with this friend is getting you in trouble, if you're having to compromise who you are, you're having to lie, you're having to cheat, you're having to sneak around, or if you're having to always explain the behavior of this friend to other people, they're probably not in the category of a good friend, and you're not using wisdom in keeping them close. The fifth one, though, is probably the most difficult and the one that requires the most wisdom, because this person is not they're not a status seeker. They actually like you for who you are. The second, they're not users, they're not manipulative, controlling. They're not excessively negative, and they're not trying to bring you down. They're decent people. They're not getting you in trouble. But this person, I call the value snob, because this is not necessarily any of those other four, but they don't share your values. More importantly, they don't see the importance in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And this person is the kind of person that will invite you to go golfing on Sunday morning because they just don't see any value in going to church. They don't see any value in going on a mission trip or especially in following Christ and putting your relationship with Christ first. They don't see any value in that. And that is the reason that requires the most wisdom is because the example that Jesus gave us was that we have friends of all types. But he was very careful to make sure that he was the one doing the influencing. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says this, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?" We need to use very, very, very discerning wisdom when we see who we're hanging out with. You guys, the Bible calls us to be wise in friendship. To be wise, to use wisdom. And so got three things I want you guys to remember when we're choosing the people that we're hanging out with. In my younger years, I was not very discerning when it came to my friends. I was friends with anybody who'd be friends with me, pretty much. And unless you have a dedicated, unless you dedicate yourself to wisdom, that probably describes you well. And that got me in a lot of trouble because I was friends with just whoever would be friends with me. Listen to what Proverbs 12:26 says. "The righteous man is cautious in friendship. The way of the wicked leads him astray." How discerning are you when it comes to who you hold close? How discerning? Remember, if you're a Christ follower, the most important relationship in your life is your relationship with Christ. How discerning are you when it comes to who your friends are? The righteous man is cautious in friendship. Cautious. But the way of the wicked leads him astray. The second thing is that we are called to be wise in listening to what these friends say. I love this. This is one of my favorite Proverbs. Proverbs 27:6 says this, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." What that means is that do you have friends in your life who will sit you down and tell it like it is, who will correct you when you are out of line, who will straighten you out and really tell you things that may actually hurt your feelings if they're true? Do you have those kinds of friends? Remember what the proverb says, that enemy multiplies kisses. Enemies who don't care about you will tell you whatever you want to hear. They will, even if you are heading towards a cliff, either literally or figuratively, they will say you're doing great. A friend will pull you back and say, quit being such a moron. That's what a real friend will do. Wounds from a friend can be trusted. So if you do not have the kind of friends in your life that will call you out and will straighten you out, then you need some new friends. Because the enemy doesn't care about you. So the most important thing, the ultimate question, you guys, the ultimate question that the follower of Christ has to ask, the one who is walking in wisdom has to ask, are the people I am closest to bringing me closer to Christ? I'm not talking about all my acquaintances out there. I'm talking the people I am closest to, the people that I am close to. Do they bring me closer to Christ? Or do they push me away? Because if you are a Christ follower, the most important relationship you have is with Christ. And the people you surround yourself with should encourage that. What it means to have Christ as the focus is that you sacrifice everything else before you sacrifice your relationship with Christ. You sacrifice the friends. If Christ is more important, you sacrifice the friends. Guys, when I became a Christian, my senior in high school, with the exception of two friends, I did not have Christian friends. They did not think the relationship with Christ was important. They didn't think there was any value in it at all. When I became a Christian, they said, "Oh, that's really cool. That's great. Fantastic. We're happy for you." And then all of a sudden, stopped getting invited to parties. I would hear about people going out and leaving me at home and everything like that. And you know what? It hurt. It really did. It hurt to be excluded. But guys, my relationship with Christ was more important than those guys. And for the wise person, for the person who truly wants to follow Christ, you'll experience that. But my friends, the friends that I had, the ones that I thought were my close friends, pretty much fell into one of those five categories. And if you took a look at your life, I would wonder how many of your friends would fall into one of those five categories. So let's be wise, because our relationship with Christ is the most important thing that we have. And we should sacrifice everything else before we even touch that.